This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is wrapping up a whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine Wednesday by reassuring Eastern Flank NATO allies that his administration is highly attuned to the looming threats and other impacts spurred by the grinding Russian invasion of Ukraine. Before departing Warsaw, Biden arrived at the presidential palace for talks with leaders from the Bucharest Nine. These are a collection of nations on the most eastern parts of the NATO alliance that came together in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. As the war in Ukraine drags on, anxieties for the Bucharest Nine countries have remained heightened. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Wednesday that Ukraine must get the help it needs and that Russia could not be allowed to chip away at European security. He told a summit of the Bucharest Nine they must give Ukraine what they need to prevail. Experts say Russia may appear to be entering a more militaristic phase of global relations, with President Vladimir Putin's suspension of START, the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech, in which he also cast Russia as a victim and the one fighting for its existence in its war in Ukraine. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling on Moscow and Washington to return to dialogue immediately, saying a world without nuclear arms control is a far more dangerous and unstable one. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say at least 9 Palestinians have been killed and 97 were wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. The raid took place in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway, but gave no further information. An open mine pit collapsed in China's northern Inner Mongolia region Wednesday, killing at least 2 people and leaving 53 missing, state media reported. State media also reports people and vehicles are buried under debris at the mine. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support as the campaign period nears its end before the February 25th vote. As VOA's Timothy Obizo explains, experts say the dynamics of this race may have changed.
They predict Peter Obi will benefit most from the new voters. Experts say he's a formidable third party force in a country where presidential elections have traditionally been a contest between the two main parties. But he's competing against the established giants of Nigeria's politics. Bola Ahmed Tinubu of the ruling APC party, known as a political kingmaker, promises he will fight insecurity and continue the policies of outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari. There's also the major opposition People's Democratic Party candidate, Atiku Abubakar, who's a former vice president. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Philippines is discussing joint security patrols in the South China Sea with the United States, as well as Australia, as China's increasingly aggressive actions in the disputed waters cause concern. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Philippine Defense Chief Carlito Galvez Jr. discussed the possibility of joint patrols in a telephone call with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and in a separate meeting with his Australian counterpart Richard Marles, who is visiting Manila. China opposes military activities involving the U.S. and its allies and has protested the presence of U.S. Navy ships and fighter jets that have been forcing freedom of movement in the contested waters. The Philippines protested when the Chinese Coast Guard used a military-grade laser against a Philippine patrol vessel earlier this month. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A trade union representing teachers in Britain said on Wednesday it was prepared to recommend pausing a planned strike next week if substantive progress can be made in talks with the government in a dispute over pay. Tuesday, the government offered to hold formal talks on pay with the National Education Union on the condition the union called off the walkout. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.